You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Whatever you do, you've got to be a little bit gone to it.
If you stay in bed, if you stay on the couch, if you stay in your comfort zone, if you only do what is easy, your life will be hard.
It's time to decide. Clubs, partying, trying to fit in and socialize. Rub elbows with everybody so people can stop calling you weird.
How bad do you want it?
You obviously don't want it bad enough.
It's up to you. The ball's in your court. No more around. You want your life to be better? I can't help you. Lee can't help you. Joe Rogan can't help you. Ari can't help you. Only you can help you. Grab your balls, get a notebook, and write down what you're going to do this year. And this is it. You're not going to have these problems. Fuck the drugs. Fuck the cigarettes. Fuck that dumb. It all starts today, all right?
You've got to be almost insane to your craft. Not a lot of people can understand that. That's why I don't know about nothing else. I do not pay attention to nothing else. There was games of football on yesterday. There was rugby. There was this. There was that. And like normal society is like, let's talk about this and let's engage in this. And I just don't. I can't do it. I just don't. People are talking to me, and in my head, I'm counting something. I'm counting up a number, or I'm knee deep in a sequence on the mat or on the feet. That's my life, sequences and numbers, nothing else. I cannot pay attention to nothing else.
When I was in the military, we go on these instructor-led runs. Most of the time, we knew the start and end point. So on the way back, I start seeing people getting happy and shit because the end was near. But there were some instructors that would hear the happiness and go right on past the end point. When that happened, everybody stopped talking. Heads would start dropping, and I start taking souls. At that time, I knew what happened in their minds. They were living off the hope factor. They hoped the instructors would stop running. They hoped the water was never cold. They hoped the weather was good. I don't live off that hope shit. I wish the water was cold. I wish them instructors keep on running. I wish the rain. When the end is unknown, and the distance is unknown. That's when you know who the f*** you are.
My personal question to you is, why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy. You can become powerful. Why not you?
People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a that's up. There's not a car. There's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday. Hate it's a Monday. And I'm loving it. I'm loving that. Where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on the daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the f*** after it every daggone day.
Because there was no outsiders. It was isolation. It was visualization. It was motivation and it was dedication. There was no nothing else going on in my life. You know what I mean?
You don't like people too, right?
I mean, it's not that I don't like people. It's just that I'd rather just, for this needs to be, to get to the level that you need to get to the pinnacle. It needs to be like that. It needs to be no outsiders. It needs to be, you need to have your team and your focus, and that's it. I don't need friends that aren't involved in this game.
I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't F around, I don't party, I don't go out. Am I lame for that? Absolutely. And to be lame in the eyes of somebody I would never want to be like is nothing but an absolute success. You see, It's only an uncertain person that needs company in what they do to feel like it's the right thing. But real confidence stems from doing what's best for you, even if that means doing it alone. My biggest confidence comes from consistently pushing myself and leaving no gap between what needs to be done and what I do. And on day 1962 in a row of running every morning, look who's out here with me. Not a soul. And that's just fine.
Is somebody watching this right now and you smoking and...
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
You just sitting in your room and you just thinking everything is just going to be handed to you. Bro, I'm here to let you know, bro, you can't get nothing in this life unless you work for it. Put that blunt down right now. I don't care if you laughing, you got off work, none of that. You ain't worked hard enough. Put that joint down, put that drink down until you get your work done, until you elevate your life. Because you ain't seen this yet. You ain't touched the amount of dollars you want to touch. So why the hell you think you could be able to reward yourself with smoking drinks and partying and doing all this other stuff? No, we ain't got time to party. We got time to work. Party comes later. I told myself if I had to work till I'm 50, I'll party when I'm 51. They don't understand that type of mentality, motivation, and hustle. This don't come with just smoking weed and sitting in your room. This comes with hard work, dedication, motivation, inspiration to get out of your situation. Take patience.
Just do it or shut the fuck up. You got your little plan for 2024, and so do everybody else. Lock in, do that shit. Don't tell nobody your plans. Pop out silently.
Everybody gets their chance, look. Everybody's gonna get their chance. Whether you play ball, whether you play football, whether you box, whether you wrestle, whether you fucking swim, whether you want to be the next fucking Phelps, you want to be the next track star, you want to be the next fucking guy that races cars, and if you want to design the best car, design the next phone, design the next big laptop, the next shoe, the next sock, the next pants, the next fucking hat, everybody's gonna get their turn, literally. And I want everybody to acquire this knowledge and acquire this hope. Everybody will get their turn. What you speak to the world and craving and ambition and wanting anything is the way to speak to the world. If you want something so bad and you speak it into power, you wish it into power, it's gonna happen. I firsthand will tell you that.
God could bless you with everything you could have dreamed of: a house, internet, food, like all the most delicious foods, the fastest internet speeds, all the clothes you could have ever wanted, and you don't actually value it until you lose it. And then when it's gone, you start acting right. Yo, you shouldn't have to wait till the thing that you wanted your whole life. You shouldn't have to wait till it's all about to disappear for you to act right. You should be so grateful in all the things that you have that you've been acting right. You've been moving like you were grateful for it. Because this, bro, like you start missing prayers. Like, bro, are you really grateful? Like, you dead ass. Why didn't you hit the prayer? Oh, I was too lazy.
I mean, you can't. It's look, it's a gift and a curse. You can't want the bells and whistles and not understand the sacrifices that come with it. The work that goes into building things, sometimes you got to be hands-on until you don't have to be. And the grind that goes with that is one that's necessary.
How are you going to knock somebody in the world for actually trying to do something, trying? Since when has it become not cool to try? Fucking loser.
I'm not used to this, man. Why do so much people?
You're not used to what? You're not used to. You know why people are with you right now?
Because
there's a natural vibe, man.
Yeah, yeah.
What you talking about? You're not used to it.
Yeah.
By the way, get used to it.
Yeah.
It's called progression.
Yeah.
It's called an elevator that's going up.
Bro, it's going to be trials and tribulations where it's going to test you to stop right here. And what's going to separate you from everybody else is, will you keep going or will you just stop?
Once I quit, I literally work every single day for a year and a half straight. And even when I missed a day, after that a year and a half straight, I felt like I fucking let myself down, man. And this, man, God is my witness. When I quit my 9-to-5 job, I only worked there for 28 days. I knew it wasn't for me. I quit my 9-to-5, and from the moment I stepped foot out there, from the moment I stepped foot when I walked out, I went a year and a half straight of working towards where I am now. And then when I missed a day, that shit felt, I felt sick. Like, damn, nigga, you ain't doing enough. Nigga, how the fuck you managed to miss today when you know what the fuck you working towards?
It's a mind thing, you know? You have to be smart enough to be able to know what you want to go after. You know, so you have to set your, you have to have goals in life, you know? You can't just expect everything to knock on your door.
All the time, every time, stay positive, believe in yourself, follow your dreams, chase your dreams. The haters, because niggas be hating. You're going to hate. You can't let that stop or cloud your dreams or your, you can't let that get in the way of your vision, bro.
You can do whatever you want. Mm. The world is yours. And I'm telling the young cats of our generation, don't discriminate against anybody, because we're all one generation. And that's some important shit, yo. I mean, who would have thought a ghetto kid with gold teeth and French braids from the hood would be in Vogue and GQ on the same month, in the same month, at the same time, about the same. And that's when you got to figure out what's right for you, you know what I mean? And, you know, just because that's my thing, you know, and if it is your thing, you know, figure it out, do what you got to do, you know. I did what I did, and I made it in a positive way, and I feel like anybody could do it, straight up.
Don't give up, because a year ago, I was going to quit this shit. Like, it was going to be like a hobby instead of a passion, you know? Because, I mean, I feel like after a certain point in the artist, whether they want to admit it or not, if they're not seeing results, they're going to start doubting themselves. But I'm glad I kept going, because look, now, like, shit's paying off. So I think the main advice I give myself is just to not give up and keep striving.
This is hard work. Chat, I got to say, bro, chat, I'm tired, bro. I'm going to keep saying it over and over. I'm tired, bro. I don't care. Never get tired, bro. Never get tired, chat. Never, ever. Whatever you want to do, you can do it. Y'all seen it happen here first. Word to my mother, you seen it happen here, day first.
You feel like you're alone, Will?
What?
Do you have a soulmate?
Define that.
Somebody who challenges you.
Chucky.
No, Chucky's family. He'd lie down in traffic for you. I'm talking about someone who opens up things for you, touches your soul.
I got...
Who?
I got plenty.
Well, name them.
Shakespeare, Nietzsche, Frost, O'Connor, Kant, Pope, Locke.
That's great. They're all dead.
Not to me, then.
You don't have a lot of dialogue with them. You can't give back to them, Will.
Not without some serious smelling salts and a heater.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You'll never have that kind of relationship in a world where you're always afraid to take the first step, because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. But you can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing. What are you passionate about? What do you want?
But where do you go to? You wake up on a morning, it's cold, it's mm-hmm. wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee, you've mm-hmm. got shitty shorts, whatever it is that's the issue today.
Keep talking.
You've got these problems, right?
I need you to keep talking about what you were just saying.
It's warm on the couch. That's your it. Missus says stay in
That's
bed.
It.
It's comfy.
That's
it's cozy.
It.
You've got
it.
Work later on. You had an argument last night. You're slightly hungover.
Because I know every fucker ain't going to do what I'm going to do.
The fear is never reaching your potential.
That's it.
That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man.
Yep.
And you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
You love this game. I mean, love it with your whole heart. Because if you don't, let's not even bother. Let's not open that door. They're just going to slam it right in our face. I love this game. I live this game. And there's 1,000 other guys waiting in the wings who are obsessed with this game. Obsession's gonna be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed? Is it all you ever think about? Let's face it, it's you against you out there. When you walk on that court, you have to think, I am the best guy out there.
You know, sometimes we are so worried about what other people think about us. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, what if they think I'm crazy? What if they think I'm over obsessive or competitive? And what if this is like, you're too much? This is just not healthy for you to be thinking this way, right?
Yeah.
How did you get your mindset into this alter ego to be comfortable being Black Mamba? Like, how did that happen?
It's a good separation for me, you know, emotionally, to be able to put myself in a place where at practice or when I'm training or during games, I switch my mind to something else. I switch my mode into something else, right? For me, it's the equivalent of Maximus Decimus Meridius in Gladiator picking up the dirt, smelling the dirt. It's go time. Right. So that was my mental switch. It was like an actor getting ready for a film. You got to put yourself in that cage. When you're in that cage, you are that character. And then when you leave there, it's something completely different. But when I'm in that cage, bro, don't fucking touch me. Don't talk to me.
I became obsessed. I became obsessed with being the baddest that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you got to be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do, it's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great. And then you help other people become better from you being the best in the world. So if your family doesn't understand, why are you so daggone crazy? Because I'm trying to be the best I can to give you the best that I am. And it takes being obsessed to where people think you're crazy.
Champions aren't found on the podium with your hand up. No, champions are found in the lab studies, the thousands of hours of hard work when no one's watching. That's what makes the will unstoppable. When you're in here and no one else is, and you're pushing yourself harder than anybody with no one around. No one sees the struggle in here. No one sees the hardship. The early mornings you get up, no one sees any of that. They just see if your hand's raised or not. And if it is, oh, what a great guy. Oh, I wish I could be that guy. I wish I could be that guy. But they're not clapping, wishing they could be you at 5 in the morning when you get out of bed. When it's pissing rain outside to come and train for that hand to be raised. They don't want to be that guy. They just want the glory. And that's the differential of a champion. You know, in adversity, guys, that's where you find character.
It has everything to do with what time you wake up. It has everything to do with how you eat. It has everything to do with how you work out, how you prepare. It has every single thing to do with how you think. And when you want it as bad as you want to breathe, said, I'm willing to make any sacrifice. I'm willing to go through any pain. I'm willing to go through any suffering. I'm willing to go through whatever it takes. So when I get in there and it's me and him one-on-one, that I guarantee you at the end of it, I won't be the one that surrendered. And if you're going to be the best, the cream of the crop, if you're going to be the apex, you got to be it. It has to consume you. Rich people don't waste time. They realize it's their most important commodity. They don't watch a lot of TV. They don't do a lot of entertainment. If they're not working, they're studying their craft and getting better at their craft. So I need you to stop having the poverty mindset. So when I quit my job to be an entrepreneur, my mom was like, whoa, what are you doing? I was like, I'm quitting. My mom's like, don't you dare quit. You're going to embarrass me. You got a wife and kids. Does YouTube have insurance? Does YouTube have a 401k? And I was like, yo, mom, I ain't trying to be funny and I ain't trying to be disrespectful. I love you. But you can't teach me how to be a millionaire because you're not one. You come from the working class, and I'm not mad at you, Ma. We wouldn't be where we are without you. But you told me that every generation is supposed to get better. So I'll take your values, but I won't take your work ethic. Because rich people don't work, they think. Poor people go, clock in, I make this much an hour. Rich people go, I put them to work, and I make this much an hour. See, what happens is you're working for you and your family one, they got 40 of you working at one time. So they giving you 20% and then they keeping the 80% off of 15,000 people. So what you have to decide is, are you going to keep being the 99% or are you ready to be a part of the 1%? When you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you find a way. You have an opportunity right now. A real man in the dark, when nobody's watching, he's putting in work. A real man, when coach ain't even watching, he's studying film on his own. Because he loves the process. Because real lions like to hunt. They love the process just as much as they love the prize. You will be a champion. You will be a beast. You're going to have to go through something. Crisis is not a permanent condition. Crisis is a human description. It's just a season. This is important. And the key to life is outlasting the season. The key to life is outlasting the season. If you can stay warm long enough, summer will come. In other words, the season for you to leave the job you are on has come. Why? There's a better one up ahead. He got to prepare you for that. So he got to close out one chapter to open a bigger chapter. Get ready for something big, 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 bigger than what you had. What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you or will you let it redefine you? Seasons of crisis. Everybody say it with me. Overcoming seasons of crisis.
That no one can do it for you but you. And even though you face disappointments, even though you will experience some setbacks, it goes with the territory. You must understand that.
Life has taught me that you will grow through what you go through. Life has taught me for every level, there's another devil. Life has taught me that the depth of your struggle will determine the height of your success.
What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you or will you let it redefine you? Everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got a goal. Everybody wants something in life. But many of you in this room right now, your beast mode is idle. Your beast mode is not turned on.
If the lion is the king of the jungle, how can he be the king of the jungle? If he's not the biggest, the elephant is probably one of the biggest. He can't be the fastest because that's a cheetah. He can't be the smartest, so he's not the biggest, the fastest, or the smartest. So how does a lion become the king of the jungle? His mentality. That's the only difference of a lion and an elephant. When a lion walks up and sees an elephant, he thinks lunch. An elephant thinks run.
Everybody wants to be a beast. Everybody talks positive about themselves. Everybody talks like you're a beast. You dress like you're a beast. But then when it's time to do what beasts do, you back up. You have an excuse. What's going to separate you is when it's beast time, when it's war time, you got to get up and make it happen.
Why was Michael and Kobe who they were? Tom Brady, Dwayne Wade, Wayne Gretzky, Muhammad Ali, Floyd Mayweather, all these guys. Not because of their physical gifts. Yes, that had a lot to do with it. It's up in here. It's their mental toughness. Decide, commit, act, succeed, repeat.
That idea isn't going to execute itself. That book isn't going to write itself. Those weights out in the gym, they are going to move themselves. You have to do it, and you have to do it now. So stop thinking about it. Stop dreaming about it. Stop researching every aspect of it and debating the pros and cons of it. Start doing it. Take that first step and make it happen. Here and now.
It takes commitment. It takes discipline. These are all things that you need to have, because let me tell you this. When you do, magic is going to start to happen, baby. You start to move forward and achieve that thing. You start respecting yourself more. You start carrying yourself differently and think that you can take on the fucking world. But it all starts with honesty. Ask yourself what you've been lying to yourself about and do everything in your power to go out and change it. It ain't easy to do, but I promise you, it'll be worth it.
I want you to say, the reason I'm not an amazing yet, because I hit the snooze button. That's why I'm not amazing right now. I'm not amazing because I couldn't get up early enough because I told myself I'm not an early person. I'm not amazing because I'm lazy. I'm not amazing because I would prefer to make excuses than make adjustments. That's why I'm not amazing. When you cut this off, I want you to go look yourself in the mirror and I want you to bow to be amazing. I want you to bow that no more excuses. From this day forward, I'm not just going to be getting pumped up. I'm not just going to be fired up. I'm about to start applying. The difference between people who talk about it and people who do it is one simple word, application. They hear it and they don't just hear it, they digest it. And when they digest it, boom, they do something with it.
If you don't show up, guys, you know the outcome. You'll never get the job, never get the part, never get the girl. If you don't show up, if you show up, you put yourself in a situation to create those opportunities. And when you show up, how hard do you go? That's the faster that opportunity will come to life for you. It's up to you guys. Small down payment that you're willing to pay every day for the large investment of a greater life. You only got one life, guys. If you work it right, you only need one.
I told myself I couldn't quit. I told myself this was gonna happen. This is destiny. Whatever is really burning in your heart, you gotta really believe in yourself. Even when nobody else won't, you gotta believe in yourself and say, I'm not stopping. And I told myself I'd die before I stopped.
When you feel like giving up, don't. When you thinking about giving up, don't. When it look like you ain't gonna make it, keep going. When they tell you you can't, come on, man. Who are they? You got to be relentless.
I got to thank the man up top, G.O.D., because I'm nothing without him. Last but not least, I want to thank me. I want to thank me for believing in me. I want to thank me for doing all this hard work. I want to thank me for having no days off. I want to thank me for never quitting. Snoop Dogg, you a bad.
Do you be yourself and make sure that you love being yourself. It's going to be roadblocks, it's going to be tribulations, but always remember this is a life experience. Accept the experience, appreciate the experience, find your journey, respect your journey, and love it.
You're going to realize it one day. That happiness was never about your job or your degree or being in a relationship. It was never about being like the others. That happiness was always about the discovery, the hope. Listening to your heart and following it wherever it chose to go. Happiness was always about being kinder to yourself. It was always about embracing the person you were becoming. One day you will understand that happiness was always about learning how to live with yourself. That your happiness was never in the hands of others. It was always about you. It was always about you.
Just shut up and let me enjoy this pain. I don't want anything to numb it. I don't want anything right now.
Those times when you get up early and you work hard, those times when you stay up late and you work hard, those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream.
When there's so many in the gym in the pumping iron days, they say, why is it that you're working out so hard? 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day, and you have always a smile on your face. The others are working out just as hard as you do, and they look sour in the face. And I told people all the time, I said, because to me, I'm shooting for a goal. In front of me is the Mr. Universe title. So every rep that I do gets me closer to accomplishing that goal, to make this goal, this vision, turn into reality. Every single set that I do, every repetition, every weight that I lift will get me a step closer to turn this goal into reality. So I couldn't wait to do another 500-pound squat. I couldn't wait to do another 500-pound bench press. I couldn't wait to do another 2,000 reps of sit-ups. I couldn't wait for the next exercise.
I get happier about the harder it is because I know that no one else will follow.
It's a selection effect.
And I think if you can shift from this is hard to no one else will be able to do this, then it flips from being this thing that you're like, oh, poor me, to oh, poor everyone else who's going to have to fucking try.
Be the guy who embraces the ugly, the miserable. Be the guy who embraces hard work, the grind. Don't be afraid of being hurt. Don't be afraid of sacrificing some blood.
There was probably 100 days where I didn't want to do anything. I wanted to stay in the pool or stay in my bed and not get out. But those were the days where you have to. You have to get up and do something, because I think that's really what separates the good from the great. The greats do things when they don't always want to do them.
Rich people don't sleep 8 hours a day. That's a third of your life.
I had 130 days in game, just sitting, looking at a screen, playing one character in one game.
If you think ordinary's cool, ain't no problem. But if you are sitting in this room and you have extraordinary aspirations, then you're gonna have to do extra.
Imagine if I could put this kind of focus into something in real life and just make that seem a little bit like a video game. Imagine the results I could get then.
You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category.
You know, when you're kind of addicted to it, you can play at any time.
You cannot be asleep 8 hours a day. You can't live in LA and wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. The stock market been open 2 hours. They already making decisions about your life and your ass was asleep.
And again, so I was just like, imagine if I could feel like that, but in real life, turn life into a video game.
The Bible says, he who loves to sleep and the folding of hands, poverty will set upon you like a thief in the night.
I have never met anybody who became incredibly successful in any area of their life until they had suffered and sweated and sacrificed and kept their focus and fought through tears and trials and tests. And if you have a dream and you commit to it, it will come to pass.
A blade does not become strong. It does not become tempered until it's been through the fire.
It's time to unwrap the potential you can be. Superior, man. It's within you. It's within every single one of us. And the people that have risen to that level were no different than any one of us. It's just they believed it and they're willing to work their fucking ass off to get it. It wasn't about the potential. It wasn't about the genetics. It was about the perseverance. And it wasn't about being the hardest fucking worker in the room. That's what got them there. And it didn't happen overnight. They got knocked down more than they ever stood up. But they kept going and kept going and kept going and kept going. Because what else is the alternative? To be average again. That sucks, man.
I had a difficult childhood, but there's no excuse for people not being able to do what they want to do. You can do anything that you want to do.
What do you really, really want from your life? If you had no limitations, if you had all the money and all the time and all the talents and all the abilities, if you could do or be or have anything, what would you really want in your life?
I'm gonna have setbacks, I know. But if I'm feeling bad, that doesn't mean I'm doing bad. That doesn't mean I am bad. That doesn't mean that I can't still take some action. Because, yeah, nothing changes and nothing changes, man.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech. You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.